This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So I'm watching the debate, the second GOP debate from the Ronald Reagan Library last night, and I could distinctly hear some sounds out there across America. I was afraid I was hearing some remotes that were just clicking away at certain times because we had some confusion and cross-talking and bickering on the stage, and I don't know that that translated too well to some of those all-important independent voters out there, but we'll see. We shall see. All right, folks, welcome to the program. I'm Kyle Warren, and we have a lot to talk about as we move through the overnight hours across America this morning. The captain is out this morning, and of course, we're broadcasting live from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station by way of Southern California, and we're broadcasting from Studio E, that's the Moss Family Automotive Studio, to our great radio affiliates all across the country, and of course via satellite on the GCN network, and we welcome everybody joining us as well via the internet this morning. Now, to those who are working across America in the overnight hours, we want to give you a special shout out tonight and this morning, as the case may be, and we're glad that you're joining us. And of course, this includes all of our truck drivers out there, our FedEx, our UPS drivers, our active duty military, our veterans, EMS, and firefighters. We've got our police out there, our hospital, our ER room workers, and our 9/11 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there making a difference, including those airline pilots and airline flight attendants and the mechanics and everybody that's getting people from point A to point B in the overnight hours as well. We appreciate you very much. Now, of course, our toll-free telephone number, if you'd like to call in and talk about the different things happening across the country in the news, the GOP debate, and other things as well, you can give us a call right now, 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600 if you'd like to call in and opine. And hopefully you have something to say, and we want to hear it. All right. So, folks, yes. So the first hour, we talked a little bit about the debate. We're back here to the top of the hour. First hour, we talked about, Gavin Newsom and the fact that he sort of made a splash by appearing there as well in the aftermath. But one of the things, as I mentioned right there in the intro, was this idea of some of the clicking noises that you might have heard some people saying, maybe they didn't like seeing some of the eruptions that were happening on stage. They weren't constant, but when they did happen, you had some of these moderators that had to try to pull them down. And at one point, Dana Perino said, "I don't want to pull your mic down. I really don't want to do that." So they had trouble keeping order as best as they could. But that's because everybody's trying to be a breakout. Everybody's trying to make a splash. And that's our question for the morning this morning. Did anybody move this needle? Did anybody make that splash? Did anybody do something that was so far and above what anybody else expected that they are now, really sort of head and shoulders above the rest? So that's what we want to hear from you about at 1-877-969-8600. My opinion is that I don't think anybody actually accomplished that, but I do think that Nikki Haley, you've got Ron DeSantis, and you've got Vivek Ramaswamy, probably the three that stood stood out probably the most. And I do think Tim Scott, though, also came in with a very, very good performance on the debate. And we'll hear more from him, I'm sure. All right. Well, as we continue this morning, we want to talk about some of the other news as well. Now, get this. According to a report, ABC, NBC, CBS Morning News, they all ignored the money that was wired to Joe Biden's address from Beijing. Okay, it originated in Beijing. This from Breitbart, Wednesday's cable morning news shows on ABC, NBC News, CBS News, reportedly ignored the bombshell revelation that President Joe Biden's home address received two bank wires totaling $260,000 back in 2019 from Biden family Chinese business partners. Now, here's the deal. Well, that sounds like Joe Biden, doesn't it? All right, here's the deal. Right? He does say that from time to time. So if I say that, I have to at least say, no joke, no joke. So I'll say that too. But it is no joke if you're getting these wires and the mainstream media like this begin, of course, we're not surprised, ignoring it for whatever reason. But it's getting to the point where it can't be ignored very much anymore, right? It's out there. And so, unfortunately, it takes just a little bit longer for this stuff to percolate. But that, again, is one of the reasons why I don't think Joe Biden really is going to necessarily be the candidate when all is said and done. By the time, it's not going to happen next Tuesday. It's going to be something to do maybe even with the convention or something like that. That would be kind of a conservative estimate here. But the fact that these revelations keep coming out at this pace, means that that it's not something that they're going to want to be able to deal with. I don't know that they can deal with it. So we're going to wait and see what happens. In other news this morning, it looks like we've got the judge in Donald Trump's election interference case, as it were, has denied Trump's motion or request to have her recuse herself from this case. Washington, D.C. District Judge Tanya Chutkan, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, rejected the argument from Trump's legal team saying regarding some statements that she had made of sentencing pro-Trump rioters who had attacked the Capitol back on January 6, 2021. So that's pretty interesting. So that's going to stay the same for right now. What do you think? 1-877-969-8600. That's the number to call in and give me a call this morning. Once again, 1-877-969-8600. We'll talk to you on the other side of the break. Don't go anywhere.
Third Watch.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding. And if you want to come and text us, if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
All right, and we are back. Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue to race through and rocket through the overnight hours across America. The call-in line, of course, is 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600 if you'd like to call in to the program. And we have an awful lot more to tell you about, especially about this this now potential and more looks like inevitable government shutdown that looks like that's going to be in the offing. We'll also talk about the UAW perhaps expanding their strike here very, very soon. But before we get to that, we want to let you know that this portion of the program is being brought to you by the good folks over at MyPillow. That's Mike Lindell, of course. And you want to head on over to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. You want to find out all the different great products they have to offer, all the deep discounts that you can get by using your promo code, which is CAPTAIN. That's right. The promo code is CAPTAIN. And you can check out the brand new MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, the unbelievable towel sets, just to name a few. And by the way, everyone in my family, they sleep, we all sleep on a MyPillow, and we love them. And by the way, we also love the towel sets. We got the towel sets a while back, and that they're just phenomenal. I mean, they're absolutely just heavenly. So you definitely want to check out the towel sets. Mrs. Professor has her slippers. I have my slippers. It's starting to turn a little bit cold, by the way, at night here in California. Not super cold yet, but it's going to get to that. It's going to be there soon where I'm going to be wearing my slippers each night when the temperatures really do start to dip. Now, Now, if you're in different climes, you know, where it really does get super cold, even this time of year already, well, you definitely want to check out those slippers because they do keep your feet toasty warm. And when you've made your choices over at MyPillow.com and you're ready to check out, be sure to use the promo code CAPTAIN. That's all you need, promo code CAPTAIN. And if you want to call them on the telephone, you can do that as well. They've got you covered there. Simply dial 1-800-641-5459. That's 1-800-641-5459. And again, be sure to use the promo code CAPTAIN. Get those deep discounts. Once again, MyPillow.com, promo code is CAPTAIN. All right. Well, the government shutdown could be upon us here in just the next three or four days, I should say. This from Reuters. Republican U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy on Wednesday rejected a stopgap funding bill, not a spending bill, but a funding bill, advancing in the Senate, bringing Washington closer to its fourth partial shutdown of the U.S. government in a decade with just 4 days to go. Now, yesterday we talked about the idea that Schumer had advanced in the Senate, a continuing resolution, basically. So evidently that's not getting any traction. Obviously we're going to be headed down this road, it would seem. So this furlough, again, back to the report, the furlough of hundreds of thousands of federal workers, of course, that would be in the offing, and the suspension of a wide range of government services from economic data releases to nutrition benefits until Congress manages to pass a funding bill that President Joe Biden, a Democrat, would sign into law. Something caught my eye right there as well, and that is the economic data releases. Can you imagine the Biden administration people sitting around going, oh, wait a minute. you're telling me that if we shut the government down, that we don't have to give out any economic data. You know, and I'm laughing, but because it's kind of absurdly funny and crazy. But in all seriousness, right, every time we get all this economic data, yeah, they spin it. And they say it's so wonderful, everything's going so well, it's all great, and they spin it. But in reality, though, it's very hard to make it look really good because people on the ground know exactly what's happening, and they just don't believe the lies, right? They just don't believe them because they see with their own eyes. All right, I think we got a call on the line, and this is going to be James in Clearwater. Good morning, James.
Morning, Mr. Kyle, professor there. I have a brother who was in banking for a long time, and he actually dealt with a lot of properties here in Florida from a national bank, okay? And if, for example, if you're going to buy, say, a condo building, they had to have 80% of those units owned by the people, not just renting them out, so that they make sure they have a good cash flow. They go through records, documents, cash flow information, comparables, and everything else. It's not the person that's applying for the loan. He can give them information, but as far as before they let that money go, the financial institution, the hedge fund, or whatever else is going to go do their own due diligence. So as far as Trump being accused of fraud, I mean, it's laughable because it's the people that are giving out the money is going to check them nine ways to Sunday. And so to have this judge come up and say things aren't that way, or, you know, totally leaving that whole half of the transaction out of it is ridiculous.
Well, you're right, because this wasn't arrived at through some trial, right? The judge just made a ruling about this by looking at whatever evidence was presented. And I think you're right. Whenever you look at the value of real estate, it's always, you know, it's never so, you know, locked in. You have people who can come out and say, well, I think it's worth this. Well, I think it's worth that. In the end, it's what somebody ends up paying for it. And then that becomes, as I understand, the new comparable for the area.
Absolutely. And for I don't really think that this point of view, as far as the point of the lenders saying that, you know, hey, we were totally okay with this at the time based on everything that we did, I don't hear that from anybody.
Well, exactly right. So obviously, you know, and part of this too is to say, well, there was fraud committed, and so we're going to take your business license away from you so you can't do business in New York City. This is starting to look more and more like a pile-on. You know, in other words, I would think that they would have to go through every other property, you know, owner, syndicate, whatever it is, and look at all those valuations, and then, you know, because that to me would be the countersuit in something like this. You know, does everybody, you know, everybody else is right, but Trump is wrong?
I think a countersuit ASAP is definitely a step in the right direction here.
Indeed. Well, we're going to see how that pans out. It just seems like, again, it's piling on.
Well, obviously, for sure. There, and I think, and I hate to say this, but I think Mr. Snake in the Grass, special counsel here, and his grand jury, is holding back until everything else thrown against the wall just doesn't stick, and you're going to have an October surprise where they actually will go through with the incitement charges.
Yeah, very interesting. Yeah, well, I think that's the next shoe to drop. You're absolutely right about that. Well, James, thanks so much for calling in. We appreciate your call this morning.
You're doing a great job for the captain there. I appreciate it.
Thank you, James. That's much appreciated. Thanks for your kind words. You take care. We'll talk to you soon.
Good.
All right, everybody. James in Clearwater. And when I was actually in Tampa, I did go through Clearwater there. It was very, very beautiful. So definitely looking forward one day to getting back to Tampa. I had such a great time when I was there over the summer. And, of course, I wish it was under different circumstances at that point. But I met a lot of great people, of course, and be able to put some faces to names and voices. All right, so we got the shutdown that could come into play here. And I every time I hear about the shutdown, I always think, you know, under the Obama administration, and I think I even mentioned this the other night, and that was, you know, the idea that you can't look at the Grand Canyon, okay? You know, it's like, no, we're going to put this stuff on the road, and you can't go up to the edge, and you can't go see it from the highway because the government is shut down. And I always thought that was the most absurd, ridiculous thing ever, as far as the government shutdown goes. But at the same time, you know, we've got this government shutdown coming up. Now, how does that square with something that, like, Vivek Ramaswamy talks about, where he wants to really just sort of slash and burn government jobs? I wonder what that might look like if suddenly you had a very large percentage of government workers that were out of a job, not because of a shutdown, but because they were cut. Now, that's probably not going to happen anytime soon, but just sort of food for thought. All right, so when we come back, folks, we'll talk about the UAW. We'll talk about a lot more as we head into the third segment of hour number two here on the program. Glad to be with you. 1-877-969-8600. That is the telephone number, 1-877-969-8600. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is taking a swipe at Donald Trump. In a debate on Fox News Channel, DeSantis called out the former president for his contribution to the national debt and failure to appear on the presidential debate stage.
Donald Trump is missing in action. He should be on this stage tonight. He owes it to you to defend his record where they added $7.8 trillion to the debt.
He told viewers Trump owes it to them to explain why his administration added nearly $8 trillion to the national debt. The House overturned the White House restrictions on shooting and archery sports in schools with an overwhelming 424-1 vote in favor of Protecting Hunting Heritage and Education Act. Many are looking forward to the halftime show at the Super Bowl in February. Grammy-winning R&B singer Usher will perform. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, 1-877-969-8600. That is the number to call in if you'd like to be part of the program this morning as we continue racing across your radio dial, racing across America, as it were. And we definitely have so much more to talk about. We do have a caller hanging on the line, and we're going to be talking with Aaron from Denver here in just a moment. But before we do that, I want to let you know that this portion of the program is being brought to you by Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg. Caring hands, helping sore feet. At Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg, their podiatrists offer an individualized treatments to correct a host of conditions. Their board-certified podiatrists have broad experience in pediatric, medical, and surgical podiatry. And now their highly trained podiatrists spend most of their time listening to you, understanding your concerns, and discussing the best treatment options for you. too. Therefore, their patients are their first priority. Also at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, they strive to provide you with the highest quality of foot and ankle care available. And, of course, also wound care, they're world class, everybody. They're world class. So if you have these kinds of issues, you definitely want to get in touch with them. That's Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg. Visit them at advancedpodiatryandwoundcare.com. That's advancedpodiatryandwoundcare.com. All right, let's head right over to the telephone line. Aaron in Denver listening on 710 KNUS. Good morning, Aaron.
Hey, Professor Poddick's going doing the solo show tonight, huh?
That's right. And welcome. And so you saw the debate, huh?
No, I didn't watch it on TV. I listened to it on the radio here in Denver, Colorado.
Interesting.
It was on the radio. They all sounded good, Professor Potter. They all sounded good, and see them getting caught up and doing when it comes to illegal immigration, schools, crime, the economy, inflation, goes on and on. Sounds good. But the thing is, though, when it's all said and done, Trump still holds the cards, because we know Trump's record. We know what he did, and what he could accomplish if he had more time in the White House. And I'm thinking about the time that Trump was in there. I was having so much fun. I didn't know who doing it. Trump being in the White House, like I was like a kid in the candy store. What makes so frustrating is that it went so fast. Next year, Trump's up for re-election. And the thing is, when Trump gets back in the White House, hopefully he finishes what he starts, and of course he learned from his 4 years in there what he was dealing with. He was dealing with a bunch of rhinos, the deep state. It goes on and on. We know who they are. Trump knows who they are. So when he gets back in there, he said, "Oh, this is what I need to do better, and this is who I need to surround myself with." And if they don't get the freaking job done, they're out the door. You can goodbye, and we won't deal with it anymore. So it was an interesting debate. They all sounded good, but it's talk. As a voter, I want to see some action. Talk is cheap. You know that, Professor. I know talk is cheap. We want, as a voter, we want some action. And the thing is, with the looming government shutdown you're coming up with, thing is, though, I've been here, Denver, Colorado, all my life, professed politics. Raised, born here, I'm a Colorado native. I never heard the government shut down here at the state level. Has the government in California shut down at the state level, Professor Politics?
I don't recall. I don't think, no, that's never happened, yeah.
Yeah, never. See, and there you go right there. I mean, at the state level, it's in the Constitution. You must balance a budget, period. Live within your means. If this is what the taxpayers of where you live and give you, that's all they can give you. So you live with it. And what we can't, if we don't have the money, we just have to wait until the next year comes up. So, it's very frustrating hearing about this so-called government shutdowns coming up, and it should never came to that. But and I didn't even realize, Professor, that Reagan shut the government down 8 times. When Ronald Reagan was president for 8 years, he shut the government down eight times. I did not know that. And now that it looks like it's going to be, looks like the government is going to be shutting down, they're all freaking out. And this is just really nothing new. But I just wish they get balance a budget. The federal government live within its means, stop spending money. It does not have, the money.
Right.
Politics, you have a good night. I'm out of here.
Thank you, Aaron. We appreciate that very much. That's Aaron, everybody listening in Denver, Colorado, on 710 KNUS. And we always appreciate what Aaron has to say. It is. By the way, I was just, when Aaron was talking there, listening to the debate on audio rather than watching it. And I immediately remembered about there was a major political milestone back in the day when Nixon and Kennedy debated. People who watched the debate on television at that time they thought Kennedy won the debate easily. People who listened to it on the radio, in so many ways thought that Nixon won that debate. So we saw at that time the advent of mass media, of visual media, and its influence on politics. So it is interesting. I wonder if people out there have a little different perceptions if they listened to it or whether if they watched it on television. Of course, mostly everybody will watch it. But like me, sometimes I'm driving or I'm getting around somewhere and I'll hear a debate like that as I'm driving. So it does make a difference in the end. All right. The government has shut down in the past. Right now, everybody's freaking out about it. I'm not surprised about it. But it's also going to be used much more as a political bludgeon than ever before because of the divided nature that we have now, and so much more so than when Ronald Reagan was president. And sometimes you got to stand on your principles. You want to say, no, we're just not going to do this spending. But something Aaron said was very, 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 very relevant, and it goes to what even came out on that debate stage last night, and that is the idea of having a balanced budget, because obviously, you know, the federal government can be just addicted to just getting more money, printing more money, billions and billions and billions. It just never ends. I mean, it sounds like Carl Sagan here. Right? Remember back in the day when Cosmos came out and everybody went around going billions and billions and billions because, you know, we're talking about stars in the sky and the galaxies and all that. And it was almost, and if, I got to tell you, if there were memes back in 1980 when this thing came out, there would have been memes everywhere. Carl Sagan, billions and billions. But that's what it is with the money these days, right? And it becomes just monopoly money. Monopoly money. So, again, we appreciate Aaron's call very much. This from Reuters. UAW could expand strikes at Detroit 3 on Friday. United Auto Workers Union could strike additional Detroit 3 automotive facilities on Friday if there's no serious progress in labor negotiations, a source familiar with the talk said. The union did not elaborate ahead of the planned video address by the UAW president, Sean Fain. That's coming up on this morning on Friday. If Fain triggers walkouts at more plants on Friday, the UAW is expected to continue work stoppages currently underway until a new contract is ratified. Now, of course, we're already seeing a lot of consequence from this. You've got other plants that rely on parts that are made. They're not getting what they need, and so other things inherently will shut down. They don't need the workers, I guess, just to walk off the job, but they don't have what they need in order to do their manufacturing. So this is going to drag on a little bit more, we might think, because of course the UAW is building cars or building vehicles, gas powered for the most part vehicles, right? But that rub has been there, as we've been talking about for a while now, right? The rub is that in the very near term, the very near future, These United Auto Workers would likely not be building anything. And some will say, well, they'll get a reduced number of workers to build electric cars. That could be the case, but in so many ways, some of that manufacturing could just go overseas, or could go to China, or it could do something else where you got all these auto workers who may not have any kind of job as we go through the next very short next few years. And that's not going to be good for anybody. Well, can they be retrained? Well, yeah, I guess they could all just learn to code. But see, that's those kinds of dumb solutions that we hear from Democrats. Well, we'll just, yeah, they'll learn to code. It's going to be a coding economy or something like that. Always get that kind of stuff. We always know it doesn't just sound too right, does it? All right, folks, stay right there. We got a lot more. We got the second Trucker Highway and Byway Report coming up after the break. 1-877-969. That's the number. Stay right there. There's more to come.
Third Watch.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend
We continue to race through and rocket through the overnight hours across your radio dial across America. Kyle Warren with you. Don't forget the toll-free line is 1-877-969-8600. And we are coming up, folks, right here for the second, yes, the second Trucker Highway and Byway Report as we take a look at the highways and the interstates all across America. But as our public service, we wake up our truckers out there who are going across the road overland and our travelers as well. Here we go, folks. Any way you want it.
Any way you want, the way you need. Any way you want.
journey any way you want it. Also, from the 1981 Escape Tour. And I got to tell you, if that's not waking me up, I don't know what would. I've got a confession to make here. I got at least two pencils that flew across the room as I was drumming along to that. So I'm glad I have an extra one right here. But I got to tell you, when you hear them play that at that level, and it's just honestly, that's just, it brings back memories, number one. But it's also just great, great musicianship, great playing. And Steve Perry, of course, with his just amazing, amazing vocals. All right, folks, Trucker Highway and Byway Report is here, is upon us. Let's take a look out west here real quick. We continue to see we've got the frost advisory. This is going to be northwest of Idaho Falls in Pocatello, Idaho. So be aware of that. Lake wind advisory continues up near Malta and Glasgow, Montana. Big sky country up there, U.S. Highway 2. You got a lake wind advisory going on there. Don't forget about these gusty winds that we see coming out west of Denver, west of where Aaron was there, 710 KNUS. But it's going to start up really around Glenwood Springs as you head out I-70, cross the border over into Utah, and they should be with you maybe till about Green River. It's going to extend north and south of that. I'm actually south down to Moab as well. If you've ever been to Moab, it is absolutely breathtakingly beautiful. I've been there once, and so glad that we were able to actually go there. Let's see here. On the East Coast, actually, let's check our precipitation here real quick out west. We don't really see anything other than what we've been watching here over the last couple of nights, and that is rain up near in the Pacific Northwest. It's really thinned out, that's for sure. That's really thinned out since 24 hours ago, but still north of Seattle. We've got some rain that's going to be north of Portland, actually north east of Portland up near Stevenson, and then as you continue up Interstate 5 right now. If you're in the Castle Rock area, that's all going to be to your east. If you're near Mosey Rock and Morton, and let's see here, looks like U.S. Highway 12 and Route 122 in that area. So if you're trucking through there, you definitely got some rain and some rain off the coast there of Washington State. Checking out over in the eastern part of the United States, Kentucky, still just a lot going on, a lot of lightning strikes. Near Glens Fork, Tompkinsville, Danville, up near Lexington, Paris, yes, Paris, Kentucky, and then on up into Ohio, Portsmouth, Ohio, looks like they've got a lot of rain, Williamstown, there and to the north there of Lexington, you've got the rain going on, Louisville, Louisville looks kind of clear in Louisville proper, but down, but it's all like all around it right now, and then down towards Elizabethtown. You've got moderate to heavy rain in that area right now. So do be careful out there. We continue also to see up in Detroit, Michigan, and also Cleveland, Ohio, and a little bit north of Detroit up towards Port Huron as well. So just be careful out there. Okay, we're going to be talking with Denise Simon here in just a moment, but let's take a quick call real quick before Denise joins us. Sam in Clearwater. You got a question.
Yeah, man. How are you doing?
Doing great this morning. How are you doing? We got just a little bit of time. We're going to have our regular contributor, Denise Simon, come in here in just a moment, but wanted to take your call. What's up?
Yeah, so first-time listener and also first-time caller.
Okay, great.
And I right as I tapped in, I thought I heard you mention something about Scientology, and I've been kind of more curious about that lately. Did you or not?
I didn't mention anything about Scientology. We were listening to Journey just a moment ago as we were waking up the truckers out there. But no, we didn't mention anything about Scientology, but we're glad you called. You. Hey, did you have a chance to watch that debate? Do you have any opinion about that?
Which debate?
The GOP debate on Wednesday night.
You know, I'm kind of getting a little tired of that. It just seems to be just a little more of the same. However, I've been listening to your show a little bit since I tapped in, and I was wondering, you're a middle of the night guy, and where do you stand on mind, body, and soul, and how they connect, and if you don't want to.
Yeah, that's a pretty good question. Although that's like I said, a very interesting question indeed. Our program here, we typically talk about the news of the day, we talk about politics, but we'd be interested to hear your take on that. And you're welcome to call back any time at all. But we're really glad to hear from you. If you get a first time caller, we're really excited about that.
So, what do you do with politics without religion?
Well, that's a really good question, too. Something we could expand on maybe later on, maybe after the top of the hour. You're welcome to call back then. We'll have our guest as well. But here's the thing, right? The founding fathers, they weren't divorced from religion when they came up with the values that our country's based on, Judeo-Christian values, basically. So they weren't divorced from it. So why does our society necessarily have to be divorced from those kinds of deep-seated, seriously held values? I think that's a great, great question. Sam, thank you for calling, and we hope that you call back again.
Thanks, man.
Take care. Thanks. All right, so Sam in Clearwater, thanks, a first-time caller. Let's head on over to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and, of course, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, I got to ask you what's happening with the debate. Who, not just who won the debate, but did you hear Gavin Newsom talking to Sean Hannity on Fox News or later on? I thought that might have been the bigger story of the night because this guy, he's loaded for bear. I think he wants to go out there and sell California as being the great success story.
Well, he's conditioned to do that. It's almost as though he's over-rehearsed. I heard it. But I will tell you that at the end, Hannity kept pushing him about running for president, and he finally said no. So, we didn't necessarily have to hold him to that, but the guy, Newsom, is slick, and he's just sort of robotic about how he responds to any criticism of his state. As for the debate, we can kind of get into it after the top of the hour, but I will tell you that Nikki Haley and Tim Scott were really kind of loaded for bear, as far as I'm concerned. I was kind of surprised at some of that.
All right, well, here comes the music, Denise. Hold on right there. We will be talking to you at the top of the hour after our local news plays. And so stay right there, Denise. And, folks, yes, that's right. Gavin Newsom was there. And, again, the one thing that we can agree with Gavin Newsom on is In-N-Out Burger. We're back right after this. Stay right there.
Third Watch.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control, and priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.